My name is Brendan Ferreira from Wicked Love, and you're listening to the Brutally Delicious Podcast. Whoa!
And we'll be rolling.
Ooh, I am a mess. Oh my God.
Where are you guys located?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay, so you're in the same time zone. I'm up in Richmond.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, so you're not far. Are you getting cold weather, or is it nice still there?
Yeah, it's, man, it's so weird here in Charleston, man. One day it'll be 80 degrees, the next day it'll be fucking 53. Yeah. I mean, I'm from Vermont, so it's like...
Oh, not bad.
Comfortable right now, right. So...
We're in the 30s here in Richmond, and I don't like it at all.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's my weather, man. I love cold weather.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, run hot.
Anyway, let's talk about Wicked Love then.
Yes, absolutely.
I've listened to the record, but for those listening who have not listened to Wicked Love, can you give us the 2-sentence elevator pitch, boardroom pitch, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, absolutely. Wicked Love is energy rock, right? It's a party on a stage. And it is heavily 80s influenced with a modern twist.
And I think that's what really sucked me in when I started listening to it is I'm a big 80s guy. I grew up in the 80s. So that always, always holds a dear spot to my heart. And
oh, yeah.
You guys, while not 80s metal or 80s rock, you're still kind of have that vein running through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, heavily 80s influenced. Yeah.
So what has been the... response to the single so far?
It's been really good, actually, man. Really? It's been awesome, and that makes me so happy, because it's like, it's almost like we're getting a little bit of hope, you know, not just for us as a band, but for the whole kind of like rock and roll community sort of thing. You know, you can see bands like, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but like Shinedown, for instance, you know, you start seeing them, like they're putting in like samples of songs and stuff, electronic noises, try to get more on like the poppier side, and which I totally understand, they're trying to grab an audience and a demographic and stuff, but you know, there's a want for what we are doing. You know, people are starting to get a little, you know, tired of the same old thing, and you know, I think it's time for rock and roll to shine again, you know.
So do you ever find yourself like straddling that line because you know it's going to maybe sell more, or is it pretty easy to stay true to your roots?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to stay true to our roots. I mean, we started as a band in 2015, and in 2000, at tail end of 2014, we cut the EP in 2015. But, you know, when we started the bands, people were like, I don't get it. You know, in 2015, people were like, oh, 80s hair, like, whatever, just start a cover band and do cover songs, which we also did that too. But you know, people have always been really turned off with it ever since we started. So we were just like, hey, we're doing what we like. So maybe eventually, if we continue to do it, maybe it'll catch on. And we took a hiatus, like a 6-year hiatus. Because we had like differences in the bands,
right?
And you know, we're older now. You know, I was like 26 years old when we cut the EP. You know, I'm 33 now, so it's like, it's a little bit easier now that we're a little bit older. And so we just, me and Austin, the owners of the band, you know, me and both started Wicked Love together. We just found some more guys and bada bing, bada boom.
That's great. And so in the last couple of years, I actually make independent films as well. And I did a film on 80s. It's called Hair Metal Revival, basically. And it's okay. You know, a kind of revival of the hair metal scene. And while it's not that big in the U.S. yet, it's starting to make a little bit of a comeback. In Europe, it's huge.
Huge. It's huge.
I went down a rabbit hole and found all these bands. And I mean, they're doing quite well.
Man, Frontier Records. I mean, come on, dude. Like, that's ultimately what Wicked Love is shooting for,
right?
Right? Is Frontier Records, right? I mean, you have bands like, do you know the band Work of Art?
I don't think I've come across them, no.
So look them up, man. Those guys are like international superstars, right? They're playing, you know, they never come to the States, right? But it makes sense that they don't because it's not popular here yet, right? And the trends, you know, that's so funny that you say that, man, because I kind of have been like watching like musical trends. And back in like the 90s and stuff like that, right? House music and techno music was huge in Europe, right? And then 10 years later, 15 years later, it became huge over here.
Right.
Right. And now we're starting to see, you know, rock and roll and like this style of music is getting really big in the Europe's, huge in Japan.
Yes.
Right. Big in India. We're starting to see it overseas. And man, I'm here for the ride, brother.
I agree with you in the cyclical nature, but I also don't know if we'll ever have, and maybe it's an anomaly, that whole Sunset Strip thing. Cause I'm a bit older than you and I grew up in it and spent a lot of time out there between like 87 and maybe 86 and like 91. And I've been to all those places and I've been to the Cat House and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that was something like its own little microcosm that was like nothing else in the world.
You know, we're never going to be able to wholly bring what the 80s were back 100%. Right. But we can take it and we can make it something kind of new. And that's what Wicked Love's trying to do. That's why we have more of like a kind of modern twist in it, you know? And I mean, it, obviously we would love to see it come back, but I mean, if you guys help us, we can make it happen, right? But obviously not perfect. Yeah.
So I got a question for you then. I know we're talking about the 80s stuff and it's great to see it coming back this way, but you can't really write those songs or write those lyrics and that content in nowadays culture, right? Because I turn on like Winger 17 or Christine 16 from Kiss, and I mean, I'm going, holy shit, they could never have done that record now.
Yeah, I mean, look at 17. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, but you know what? What's stopping you?
Right.
You know, I'm one of those people where it's like, I'm never going to let somebody tell me what I can and can't do when it comes to what I'm creating.
Right.
Right. I definitely wouldn't. I mean, if I was like 17 years old, I'd probably write about another.
Right, but now it's creepy, right? Because now you're 30 years later and Kip Winger is playing it live. And I'm going, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I'm not brainwashed into cancel culture, or any of that other stuff, but I definitely. Yeah. It definitely sits in my head a little bit different because, you know, my kids are older than 17 now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always thought about that, too, because, you know, obviously the 80s are sexual, you know, and
very,
you know,
misogynistic and all that stuff. Yes.
And very misogynistic and stuff like that. And we recognize that. But I'm just at this point in my life where it's like, well, I don't fucking care because I guess I don't know. Be mad at me.
No, that's great. I was just wondering if that's anything you consider because.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, whenever you're put in public face like that, you know, you always have to start thinking about things like that. But, you know, it's just music. It's just fun.
I agree. Was the whole thing about that kind of music, right? It's, you just hit it right on the head. It's just for fun.
It's just for fun, you know. I mean, we have, you know, like the Wicked Love song, you know, She's Got Me Drooling Just Like a Child. Right. Somebody's gonna be mad about that. It's like, you know what, go type a blog about it. I don't care.
Right. But in the end, publicity is still good anyway, right? Madonna taught us that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good news is bad, or bad news is good news, right? Yeah.
Right. If you're on somebody's lips, you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm not, you know what, I'm not hurting anybody, so I'm gonna continue to write what I write.
Beautiful. So what was the writing process like for Wild Ride? You guys all write sort of together?
So most of the songs are written by me and Austin. He does mostly all that. And obviously, you know, we'll bring the song to the guy and then the drummer comes up with his part and then the bass player comes up with his part. So yeah, everybody's writing their own parts. When it comes to lyrics and melodies, it's mostly me. When we did the EP, it was all pretty much me with the lyrics and the melody. But the new stuff that we're writing now, I'm starting to get everybody's inputs into it and like, hey, instead of doing this, maybe try this note right here, or maybe we should, you know, half step up, you know, we'll step down. And so it's with the group of guys that we have now, it's, you know, we've got, you know, veteran musicians, right, you know, that are really good at, we're all good at working together and meshing together, you know? So, yeah.
What's the plan? Are you guys planning on taking this out on the road then?
Oh my God. Absolutely. Please. Charleston's one of those towns where it's a very touristy town,
but it's very musical too though, right?
Well, it's very musical. But musical in the sense of you have a lot of guys that are one man bands, playing in a restaurant with an acoustic guitar, on loops,
right,
and doing covers, and cover bands are huge in this town because, you know, the tourists come, they want to hear some music, right, have fun, yeah, bar crowd and stuff like that. But when it comes to original music, man, this place is this. Oh man, I hope the Charleston community doesn't hate me, but I feel like Charleston is the place where original music comes to die. You know, Charleston isn't the only one that has that. You know, there's towns all over America where you have, you know, guys and writing original music, but just nobody wants to listen. They just want to be like, man, throw on the jukebox. I want to hear that.
Right.
You know, and maybe someday we'll get past that. You know, maybe someday everybody will support more, but, and I understand, you know, the covers is where it gets, where you get the money, you know?
Right.
You know? And then also it's like you're filling out a 3-hour time,
right, instead of a 90 minute or 45 minute set.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then it just, you know, the politics of it, you know, you've got a sound guy that doesn't really know what he's doing and he doesn't want to have to mix soundboard for 4 different bands. You know, right, he just wants to do one guy and then, okay, you're set, right, play for 3 hours. Good to go. Yep.
No, I get all that.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. So we definitely want to get out, right? We 100% want to. It's, you know, we're new at trying to venture out of town, so we're still researching and trying to figure out how we can just.
And the game has changed.
Yeah, 100%. You know, you don't have to come up with a press package and walk into a bar and say, hey, here's my stuff, here's my CD,
right,
here's a description of the band, like back in the 80s and stuff like that. You know, it's like it should be easier, but because of the time slot and because of what I just told you, it's so much more difficult.
Yeah. So what do you guys have planned then between now and I guess the holidays or the rest of the year?
Yeah, so we have a show coming up on December 2nd with the Lonely Ones.
In Charleston? Oh, a great band. I've had them on the show before. Yeah.
Some awesome guys. I watched a couple of interviews with them. They sound really, really cool. I can't wait to meet them. I haven't yet met them before. Yeah. I can't wait to share the stage. Be awesome. Can't wait to have a couple beers with them.
Yeah.
And then December 3rd, the next day, we have another show with Ron Keel.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's like a benefit Toys for Tots show at the Honky Tonk Saloon here in Ladson, South Carolina. And then after that, we are done with shows and we are jumping in the studio on February 2023. So we're going to write songs from December to February because we're going to try and track out 10 more songs.
Right.
And then release them on a monthly or 6-week basis or whatever throughout 2023. So right,
that's the new business model anyway. So that's,
you know, yeah, I mean, we live in a TikTok world. People's attention spans aren't as long as they.
Right. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Before I let you go and we go any further, I've got this little game I want to play with you. We do it with everybody. I'm going to show you a picture. I just need you to tell me what's going on in the picture,
mm-hmm,
and what happens next.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Oh,
we'll just keep it short, just, you know, like a minute or two just for the TikTok generation. So let me figure
it out. Okay, okay. Perfect.
You should see it now. What's going on there?
Hold up. Okay. We've got someone cutting open somebody. There's is that a gun right there? It's cutting open. There's another dude looking with like, is that a flashlight? And man, this guy with a milk mustache. obviously they're gonna open that dude up. I don't know, maybe it's like I don't wanna say autopsy because that's like something that everybody else would say. I'm gonna say vampires. They just killed a vampire and they are opening them up to see what's inside.
And who's the creepy kid in front then?
Creepy kid just had a glass of milk and he literally was just like hanging out in his father's mortuary and he just like is there.
That's a beautiful analogy. So what's gonna happen next then? Next frame.
Okay, next frame is for some reason I feel like in the next frame that kid's face is gonna turn into a skull. And the small alien baby from the movie Alien is gonna burst out of that dude's chest.
Once they cut him open?
Yep.
Sweet. So the gun, you think he's holding them hostage, or is that just there as a prop?
Oh my god, that's a good idea. Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't mean to put thoughts in your head. I'm just wondering myself. So I don't think there's right or wrong.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that it's a prop. I'm gonna say that they just got done killing this guy because he's obviously a bad dude. So
perfect. Well, I hope that wasn't too bad. In the TikTok generation, that's gonna be, we do these little shorts in between, you know, regular interviews. Oh, they do super well because people love silly, ridiculous short stuff. So
yeah, right.
Exactly. So if fans want to find Wicked Love, can you drop your socials and tell us where to find
it? You can find us at wickedlovemusic.com, right? And that has a link to all of our socials. It'll bring you right to Spotify. It'll bring you right to our Instagram, right to our Facebook. I think we have our YouTube on there as well.
And you're fairly active?
So we're fairly active with Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
We still need to get active on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a lyric video. I'm trying to like do the whole TikTok thing, you know. I'm getting there. It's a little.
I can't. Yeah, it's dicey for sure.
I'm a little
because I'm so old. Yeah.
Yeah. I think once I get past that feeling where I'm like, oh, I'm 33 years old. Look at me on TikTok.
Right.
Once I get past that, then I'll be okay.
Sometimes I feel creepy though.
I know. I do too. Isn't that weird? Oh,
right. God.
Like a guy that sings 80s hair metal has morals.
right. I'm listening to She's Only 17 and I feel creepy looking at TikTok. So it doesn't make sense in my head, but yeah, I mean, it is.
Yeah. Exactly. You had to be there. You had to be there.
Right. Thank you, my friend. I hope that wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't at all, brother.
Sorry for being late. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's all good. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care of your family and God bless.
You do the same. Take care. Bye.
All right. Take care.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life. And then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.